We're talking to Wonawa today about the so-called cyberpunk gun that killed Shinzo Abe via the assassin that built it and took aim at him. Actually, it's quite simple. We're going to be looking into how this thing was made, of course, without any instructions. So Shinzo Abe, the former Japanese prime minister, he was assassinated on July 8th, 2022, not that long ago. The gun that was used was really very interesting, a homemade gun. You're going to tell us all about that, but maybe first, for those that have forgotten, maybe just go over like the assassination, like what happened.
As we know, the assassination took place on July 8th, and the perpetrator said that he killed Shinzo Abe because of his ties with the Unification Church, also known as the Moonies. The interesting part is that he used a craft-produced firearm, as we saw, with two barrels. That's all we know so far. Unfortunately, we don't know much about the ammunition he used or the other stuff, but it's quite pretty interesting still.
Yeah, so tell us about this gun. It was homemade, right? It wasn't 3D printed from what I understand, or at least not entirely. What was this gun made of?
It definitely wasn't a 3D printed weapon. As we can see in the photos, he actually used batteries to ignite the black powder. It's a very crude and simple technique. It's used in different regions as well. It's not professional, or it's still effective. Basically, in my opinion, he uses the batteries to produce electricity and ignite the black powder in the barrels. And this black, the ignition caused the ammunition. I don't know what he used for the ammunition, what kind of, or the size of them, but it's simple as that. It's like the old weapons.
So what was it made out of? What was the main structure? What was it? Wood, metal, what?
Well, he used metal barrels. In this case, double barreled, as we can see. He also made other prototypes, which were discovered when police raided his house. He made similar weapons with 5-barrel or 9 barrels, and all of them used batteries to fire. But later, he decided, apparently, the 2-barreled version. We also can see that he used a simple chassis made out of the wood, very simple design. He also, as we can see, taped the barrels on this on the wooden chassis. Very simple, actually. The problem is that it's crude, but as we can see, it can still be effective.
Yeah, I mean, he shot Abe in the back, if I remember.
He actually fired twice. The first shot was missed, but his second shot hit the target.
And it killed him instantly, I think, pretty much.
Yeah, well, some source state that the bodyguards, his guards, or the people around took him at the hospital, and some says he died at the hospital. There are other claims that he died in the scene, but of course, it's definitely quite effective and fatal shot.
When you say batteries, the batteries ignited the black powder. What kind of batteries do you mean? Just like batteries you can get in the store, or like something special, or what?
No. These seem to be standard batteries, which you can buy them from anywhere, from local stores or from electricians.
And how does he get, how did he, I mean, we don't want to tell anyone how to do this exactly, but how do the batteries then ignite the black powder? You know, if you just put batteries together and tie them up, it's not going to ignite like on its own. Like, what is it? There's some kind of mechanism that makes them do that.
Well, yeah, even for that, there are tons of tutorials on the YouTube, of course. It's actually quite easy to produce fire with the batteries or electricity, where you can use aluminium foil or similar materials for that. And once you make a fire, it's quite easy to ignite the black powder.
And what was the hammer and all of that made out of? Like, how did that work? Because obviously the hammer with a gun would have to, you know, shoot the bullets, the ammunition out of the barrels. Did he make all that himself too?
Actually, I don't think there was the hammer. As we in the photo, it's seen that at the end of the barrels, there are wires going inside and there are caps behind the barrel. In my opinion, these wires actually were here to fire the black powder. So the pressure just caused the ammunition or projectile, whatever we call, caused it act like the similar bullets. So I don't think there was a hammer.
Oh, okay, I get
you. Or the firing pin, actually.
There's no firing pin either.
Yeah, I don't think there was. Of course, we don't know much about the inside of the pistol, but it's possible to produce weapons without the or projectiles like that without a hammer or the firing pin.
Right, I understand. Yeah, I'm an idiot, man. I mean, I know about guns as in, like, I've been around them, but I know very little about how they work. I should probably change that. How do you think this guy learned all of this stuff? Is this information that you could get online easily, or do you think he was a part of some kind of community or something like that?
Well, to be honest, I really think that it's quite easy to make a weapon like that. I mean, there are tons of information. It's quite easy, and most of the people with enough courage can produce similar firearms easily. And really, all the materials can be bought from anywhere in any country.
The kind of materials that the gun was made of, they're basically things you can just buy in any hardware store, right?
Yeah, definitely. Jesus. All of them are quite easy to obtain.
Right. So this wasn't quite like, it's not a slam fire gun, as in, you know, like a slam fire shotgun, like a very easy, crude, homemade weapon. It's a step up from that. But is it something that would take a long time to make? Or do you think like this guy just kind of put it together quickly?
Yeah. Once you figure out the general scheme of the weapon, should actually take really short time to produce a weapon like the assassin used in Japan. It's quite easy to make and it doesn't take a lot of time.
The black powder is, of course, probably the hardest bit to get hold of, from what I understand. Where do you think he got that? Like, how would he get something like that? Because firearms are very heavily regulated in Japan.
Yeah, they are definitely really hard to obtain legally, the firearms. But the problem is that there are actually online manuals where you can learn how to make black powder with the materials you can find. But of course, I think it's not okay to name these materials, but if you think you can make, if you want to make a gunpowder, it should be not very hard with the materials you can buy from the stores in your country.
Really? So he got the black powder from like something else, basically?
Yeah. It's not a big issue, actually. There are various manuals or like handbooks for, if you can find one of these, it should be easy for you to make one.
Well, let's hope no one does that, though.
Yeah, of course.
when the police went to his house, as you said earlier, they raided it. There was loads of other weapons. What do we know about those?
Well, he apparently made other prototypes or weapons. The basic principle is always the same for the other weapons as well. We can see the batteries and similar barrels on these firearms as well. But the police actually found the weapons had like the general principle is the same, but we see 9-barreled firearm or 5-6. So he apparently made some, he seemingly made some experiments or tryouts with this for the assassination. He was possibly preparing this for some time.
Yeah, 9 barrels. Like, it seems excessive.
Yeah, that was definitely huge. And he later decided to go with the 2-barreled version. I guess he was planning to... the reason, in my opinion, of course, I'm not so sure, but the reason behind the 9-barreled shotgun is that he might have wanted to have extra few shots in case just he missed the first few ones, but he succeeded his plan on the second. That's it, I guess. And the 9-barreled shotgun would be quite hard to control, actually, the firearm, not shotgun, sorry.
Yeah, I imagine. I guess, so this gun that he shot Shinzo Abe with, is that the kind of gun that, like, could he have reloaded it and used it again and again? Or is that like a one-time thing, like, bang, that's it, it's finished?
It doesn't. It didn't have a magazine or loading thing. I think it might be loaded from the barrel or the cap, the caps behind the gun had the ammunition. I mean, he first put the ammunition and powder in the barrel and then completed the firearm. So I think it can't be reloaded again in any case. Right. So once you fire, the barrel is done.
Got you. So it's a kind of one-shot thing, like specifically for, I guess, very weird assassinations like this one. You said you don't know what ammunition he used. Do you have like a rough idea? Like, is there any theory you have?
Yeah, I think he used, how can I say, something like small pellets, like we know, the ones similar in the shotgun cartridges. I think he used small pellets like this to fire. To be fired.
And how powerful was this gun? Like, if you had to compare it to, like, I don't know, a 2.2 or a 9mm or like a Glock 4.5, like, what? How powerful do you think it was?
It is definitely, in my opinion, it's really less powerful than the fabricated firearms. It would be totally useless on a battlefield. But the same design would be a great method to actually create a booby trap or IED, you know?
Yeah. Why do you think he went this route instead of, like, 3D printing? I mean, that would have been a lot easier for him to make a 3D printed gun.
Yeah, well, to be honest, that's a good question. And there are actually many other ways to produce better firearms underground. But a good question, and I really don't know. He could make a better firearms, actually.
Yeah, he was pretty fucking weird. Like, the whole reason for doing it was pretty weird. So it doesn't surprise me that he did it this way. Is there anything else you want to say about this gun?
Not much, actually, because it's a really simple design and we actually don't know much about the firearm so far.
Mm.
It's some parts are quite mystery, actually.
Really? Like, which parts?
I mean, after the police raid, as we all know, we saw the one of the firearms, which was the, if I remember correctly, the 6-barreled one, had a sight on the weapon as well, like the red dot or reflex sight, if I'm not mistaken. It was quite weird. I mean, it would be useless to
put
this sight on the firearm. It makes no sense.
Yeah, a six barrel homemade gun that only really probably only shoots the one time with a red dot sight doesn't make any sense. Do you get the feeling this guy was, I mean, I don't want to say like he was insane, but like, do you think he was, I don't know, he was just testing things out, he was kind of messing around, obviously with the aim of doing the assassination, or do you think this was like other things he was going to use it for?
Well, I think the other firearms show that he was preparing this attack for some time. During his confession, he told that he had a grudge on Abby because of his ties with the Unification Church. I think it was something personal for the assassin, and he was getting prepared for some time. Of course, we can't know for how long or if there are any other firearms he tried to make and later dumped somewhere. But yeah, I think he was preparing for it and he made other weapons to see which one was better.
Yeah. Do we know if he test fired the other ones? I mean, it would be a pretty hard thing to test fire in a place like Japan, I think.
Yeah, it definitely would be suspicious. But of course, it's very hard to say anything definite if he tested or not. Maybe he might have said, this nine-barreled weapon is too heavy or too hard to use. I think I should work on six or five-barreled weapon. We don't know which one he made first or the last one, but
yeah, that's
of
a good
course
point.
We can assume that he made other prototypes and he decided to go with the most light version of the weapon.
Yeah, but even that, it was a big fucking gun. Like, I was very surprised considering he missed the first shot, that no one on Abe's security team just, you know, managed to turn around and shoot him or whatever. Is that, what is that? Did the security, like, was his security detail unarmed as well? Is that what it was?
Yeah. When the attack happened, some reports indicated that he was actually acting like a cameraman or something, like, you know, as a journalist. So
right.
It makes some stuff clear. I mean, he can go some places or can carry a big bag for his weapon since he acts like a photojournalist in this case.
All right, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah, it's a nightmare. If they want to read your article that goes into more detail on this and they want to find your work, where can they do that?
I wrote a small article about this on Militant Wire, a website created by me, Lucas, and Potemkin Brain on Twitter. Also, you can add, the people can contact me via Twitter. My profile is War Noir. My DMs are open, and everyone can feel free to send message or anything to me or Militant Wire or my colleagues.
All right, bro. Thank you very much. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much too, mate.